Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What a lucky day. Jeffrey Epstein is back in the news. We're going to talk about it. Welcome in. This is Religionless Christianity. I am your host, Spencer. This is my beautiful wife, Nikki. And we are bringing you a couple of news stories today. So before we dive in, baby, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to praise God that we have a place to move into when we get to Florida. So we leave June 1st from this house, and we're not going to have to live in a hotel. And it was a really cool story. I had bumped into a couple from church, George and Margie, and I was telling them how, you know, we were getting discouraged. We didn't have a house yet, and he said, you need to pray together as a family. And I was like, well, me and Spencer pray together. He's like, well, this involves your whole family. Get your kids. You guys just, you know, get in a circle and hold hands and bring it to God together. And no kidding, the next day, someone calls us, which is very rare. Nobody calls us. Hardly anybody was even getting back to us or responding to emails. And it's a house where we can have pets. We get to keep our dog that our kids adore. And it's a 4-bedroom, which is what we need. And it's really close to his work. And was there something else about it? I couldn't remember. It was another thing about it.
It wasn't astronomically expensive.
But it was really neat. And me and Spencer went for a run that day, just really excited. And we gave it to God. We're like, God, if this is the place, then let it be easy. And that's exactly what some of our friends were praying, that it would be easy, we'd be at peace about it. And it just easily came to us. They asked for a picture of our dog for proof that we didn't have some vicious type of dog, whatever they were thinking. But yeah, they called us back the next day and we got a house. Yep. So we're happy. Praise
so
God.
So here's the big revelation from this episode. God answers prayers, so pray to him. No, it was awesome. It should be a very nice place for us to live. It's just a rental, so we'll see kind of what our life looks like.
Well, that's what we wanted.
It is what we wanted.
Yeah.
And we're happy with it, so that's awesome. God answers prayers, so if you're not praying, you are missing out on a lot. And make sure you like and subscribe to this episode, or to this show. If you're on YouTube and if you're on the podcast, please follow us on whatever platform you're on. And then last plug for Discord, we'll have this prayer or praise report up there. We want to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and just jump on Discord. The links will be in the description. Throw those up there. We would love to pray with you and praise with you. So, disclosure on this episode, it is not going to be probably the most biblically grounded, you know, deep dive into the Bible episode of all time. But it's more of a reminder of things we should already know. I think, mm-hmm. you know, you don't always have to be learning new information, especially as a Christian. Most often you're trying to remember the lessons you've already been taught and try mm-hmm. to recall the things you've already learned. You know, the world is going to constantly bombard you with new information and, you know, new shiny little things that should distract you and take your attention. And we're constantly having to fight those off and peel those off to get back to the truth that we should already know. So I think this episode is going to be a lot of that and more just kind of fun, I guess. And it has an ulterior motive as well. So since we're kind of diving into Jeffrey Epstein, and that has a conspiracy theory element to it, we wanted to, and we've been wanting to do this for a while now. We just haven't really had the right opportunity. I'm going to have a poll out on Facebook, and links will be down in the description so you can jump on there. But we wanted to reach out to you guys and see, this is something we talk about a lot. I mean, we like conspiracy theories here, and we wanted to know if you guys, as Christian men and women, think that Satan has any sort of bigger plan in place, you know, something like Illuminati, you know, alien invasions, outer space is fake, you know, whatever it happens to be, that's
like bigger lies that affect everybody instead global of individual lies
that are leading people away from Christ. Or do you just think that it's the normal stuff, the temptations that he leads us astray in? You know, you look at porn and you feel guilty about it. So we just were curious what you guys had thought, because we have our own thoughts. And I think if we get a decent amount of feedback on this poll, which I'm hoping we do, we're going to bring that stuff up maybe on Friday or next Monday, depending on how quickly I can put the episode together. But let us know if you've got, you know, it's probably been deemed a conspiracy theory by somebody, but if you believe it and you've got reasons that are worth mentioning to us, we'd love to hear it. So that's my shameless little plug. And today, the two news stories that we have, both sort of involve Jeffrey Epstein, one sort of directly and one sort of indirectly. So before we go into the news articles, honey, I just wanted to give a quick rundown of Jeffrey Epstein, because he hasn't been on the forefront of everybody's mind recently. So just a quick history lesson. Jeffrey Epstein, he made his money in the financial sector, sort of as an investment banker throughout the late 70s and 80s. Most people considered him a billionaire, although his funds were not necessarily well known. Throughout the decades, his fortunes grew. And then as his fortunes grew, his list of sort of high profile influential friends grew. You know, he had politicians, celebrities, business moguls that he all, you know, counted him as a friend. However, in 2005, he was arrested for soliciting prostitution with around 40 underage girls. In all, 40, I think, is what they came out with. He pled down to a lesser offense, and he only wound up serving or getting sentenced to 18 months in prison. He ultimately only served 13 of those months, and they were pretty easy service. If you know anything about it, they let him go for work, and he just had to basically check in to the jail at night, you know, so it was pretty easy. After his release, Jeffrey Epstein went back to basically his old life of hobnobbing with the wealthy and the connected, and then abusing young women. And then you fast forward all the way to 2018. Jeffrey Epstein was finally arrested again, this time on sex trafficking charges. With his arrest, you know, we, like probably a lot of people in the country, were pretty stoked about it, because, you know, once they got him to trial and they started questioning him, our hope was that a lot of these wealthy and influential people, he might start spilling the beans on some of them and their nefarious deeds. Alas, though, those names never came to light, because shortly after being arrested, Jeffrey Epstein, as the reporting goes, committed suicide in jail before he could ever testify. This, of course, caused the nation to go into a crazy uproar, and conspiracy theories abounded. And that's sort of where we are today. The news media assured us there is no conspiracy. Everything's legit. You know, you can trust us.
Yeah, we can trust them.
So that's what brings us to today. So baby, if you want to read this first story, just like the headline and the first two paragraphs.
Okay, the headline reads, Epstein guards admit to falsifying records. They will skirt jail time and deal with prosecutors. The two jail employees tasked with guarding pedophile Jeffrey Epstein the night of his suicide in a Manhattan jail have admitted to falsifying records, but will skirt time behind bars under a deal with prosecutors. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted that they willfully and knowingly lied on forms stating that they'd made the required rounds checking on inmates the night of Epstein's August 2019 suicide. But they didn't, like, they don't have the cameras all around. Did they say, like, the cameras weren't working or something then? So they couldn't even see if the guards did do the rounds?
Yeah, I know there was a lot of talk about the cameras weren't working. I mean, there's a lot of incredible things that happened during this night that led to his death.
If they knew, they would have known the cameras weren't working, so they wouldn't have been doing whatever they said they were doing, sleeping and just surfing the web, whatever they were doing. Like, they would have known the cameras weren't working, so they would have been out there more.
Well, you know, every good conspiracy needs a fall guy, and these two low-level employees. So, you know, we read this and you're like, so what? Who cares? It's just some guards that were lazy on the job. Like, what else is
there? We're like, oh, people will believe that because they would be like, that's what we do at work. That's believable.
Yes, we're all lazy at work, but that's not the point. What I think is the point about this is it shows some crack in the foundation. You know, we've been told there's nothing to see here. You know, everything's legit. We've got all the facts. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. And then here comes a little crack in that foundation. You know, the guards lied. So could it lead to something else? In full disclosure, religionless Christianity, me and Nikki, we do not believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. If I can find a link to Steven Crowder, he did a show on his YouTube channel or whatever, where he basically created Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell and tried to see if he could actually kill himself the way that they talked about Jeffrey Epstein killing himself. And of course, proved that it was basically impossible to break his neck with that amount of force. So I'll try to link that video if I can find it, if YouTube hasn't pulled it down yet.
Oh,
but we don't believe he killed himself. So just reading something like this, we're like, so the media was not being completely forthtelling, you know, with this story. So just, you know, another reason kind of bringing this story up is this, you know, it's not obviously a Christian story per se, but it's just more the idea that you were right. You know, when you heard this story, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and you were like, hold on a second. Are you kidding me? Like, this dude is about to spill the beans on all of the most influential people around the world, politician, all
right,
these.
Right.
And he kills himself? Nah, something doesn't smell
when
right.
When people are going down, they always take other people with them. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
ungodly
Jeffrey Epstein
people.
was a very big fan of himself. He thought very highly of himself. So to think that he would kill himself seems unlikely, but he had beaten these sex trafficking and like prostitution charges before.
Right, right.
So why would he not assume he could beat him again?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense. So that's part of the reason why we wanted to bring this story up. You know, as Christians, you know, we should be in the word and prayerful and all this sort of stuff to where you should have a good sense about yourself and about the way the world works and looks. And when you see something like this and your spidey senses start tingling and the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, you should trust them, because here you go, man. Like, I think you're right. I mean, we'll see as this story progresses more and more. Ghislaine Maxwell is in custody now, his longtime girlfriend, and we'll see what comes of that. But yeah, they weren't giving you the full story. So we just wanted to, again, not give you new information in this episode, but just to remind you that you were right. You can feel confident in that and not be ashamed anymore when you're like, bro, I don't believe Epstein killed himself. Like, that's such a load of crap. Well, here you go. So yeah, just don't feel, you know, ashamed. You know, the news media, they lie to you 24 hours a day. And, you know, like a broke clock, they may get stuff right occasionally, but there's a great Christian rap song. I've linked it in other episodes before. I'll try to link it again, from Bizzle, and his line in his song is, he says, the news or the basically the media, they put their agenda in the news and they just build around it. And I think that's completely true. So we're just trying to remind you of that fact.
Yep.
So this leads us on to our next story, which has to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's one of his good old buddies, you know, the vaccine expert in chief, Bill Gates. So if you want to read that headline and...
It's from Vice. Okay. Bill Gates's divorce is airing out all his Jeffrey Epstein laundry. And then it says Melinda Gates was worried about Bill and Epstein's relationship as far back as 2013. One name has repeatedly surfaced in the wake of the announcement that Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing, Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates' dealings with Epstein, who died in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges, haunted the billionaire's marriage, according to reports this week from the Wall Street Journal and People. Melinda Gates was worried about Bill and Epstein's relationship as far back as 2013, according to the journal. Epstein was a sore spot, one source told People.
Woo!
So Bill immediately, Gates. She did not like it, and there's a reason.
Yeah.
Of all the people, yeah, Epstein was the sore spot.
So the reason we wanted to touch on this story, because it has to do with Bill Gates, and Bill Gates has been sort of one of the loudest voices in the country on the whole COVID vaccine issue. And we did an episode just a few weeks back or so about kind of the COVID vaccine. And the reason Bill Gates is pushed out there for the COVID vaccine, first off, he's going to make a fortune on it. But the idea is that he's super smart, right? He's crazy rich.
Everybody already knows his name. So a familiar name is a trusting name.
Right. And it's not just a familiar name. It's a really intelligent person.
Right.
So then you attach him to the COVID vaccine and it's like, hey, well, you should believe us on the vaccine because Bill Gates believes us on the vaccine. You know, and why would he lie to you? He's Bill Gates.
I know.
And, you know, that's kind of why we wanted to kind of make this point on Bill Gates. Like, I would not seek Bill Gates' advice because I think he is at best a pervert. You know, there's plenty of stories have been coming out recently about his extramarital affairs while he worked at Microsoft. So at best, he's a pervert. And at worst, and probably most likely, he's a pedophile. So, like, what advice would you take from a pedophile in your daily life? You know, like if Eddie down the street was a known pedophile and he came up and was like, hey, I've got this great advice on a stock to buy. You'd be like, get away from me and my kids or I'll call the cops. Like you wouldn't take a pedophile's advice, but because he's rich and famous, you're like, well, you know, Bill Gates, sure, he likes to diddle with little girls, but, and this is speculation, sure, but the thing is Bill Gates became friends with Jeffrey Epstein after he'd gotten out of prison. It said back in 2013.
He knew his reputation.
Yeah, Bill Gates knew he was a pedophile and was still like, seems like a pretty good dude
That's
to me.
That's weird.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So
I would be very suspicious if you were.
You should be.
Even one time just talking to someone, like I would be like, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. The Bible tells us very clearly to like steer clear of these people. Like don't have any interactions with sexually immoral people. And, you know, I think we as Christians, we should stop lifting up and exalting these ungodly men and women like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You know, and Jeffrey Epstein obviously is in a different case. But like, you know, people think Bill Gates can do no wrong, you know, basically whatever he says. You know, and not to mention, kind of going back to the vaccine thing, Bill Gates was very big and probably still is in the whole overpopulation thing that the earth is overpopulated and we need to reduce the population. So you should be skeptical when someone that wants to reduce the population goes, hey, take this thing and inject it into yourself. You'd be like, hey, man, didn't you just want to kill a bunch of people?
Also, it's not FDA approved.
So, yeah, we should stop accepting advice from these people. I pulled up Psalm 26:4, which says, let me pull up the non-King James version so we can actually understand it. I know that's a heresy. We shouldn't be reading anything other than the not or the King James. But ESV says, I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. And these people are ungodly. They're wicked. Obviously, Epstein's of the world are wicked, you know, and we should not be consorting or taking advice or anything from these people.
Why do we think ungodly people really care about everybody else? Like, they're, the Bible's clear, like, they're full of pride and selfishness. Like, people who reject God don't really care about the good of others. There's always something in it for them. It just, this is the blind faith people have in ungodly people and in their science or whatever that they boast about, that they're so intelligent, but we have more faith in them because we worry about this life more than eternal life is the thing. We hold on to this life and we put our trust in them instead of in God.
Yeah. Like, the only advice that Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein can give us is worldly advice.
Right.
They can't give us anything eternally lasting. And, you know, kind of this idea, you know, when you're following, you know, we kind of touched on the news media is full of liars. And that's kind of the bigger point in this. You know, the news media has been telling us for years how awesome and great Bill Gates is. And they put him on the front of every, you know, everything they can. But this idea of, like, staying up to date with what's going on in the world and listening to these ungodly, probably, in my opinion, not verified perverts as well. It's a fool's notion. Like, we invest time in the teaching and lecturing of ungodly people.
Right.
You know, and it's basically also that we can be considered intelligent by the world standards.
So yeah,
people are talking
you.
About, like, oh, did you hear what's going on? You can be like, oh, of course I did. I watched CNN.
Yeah.
Like, you can't invest your time and attention in ungodly people without being influenced by them.
Right, right.
And I just think we need to be aware of that and steer clear of it. You know, this isn't the most biblically grounded show like we talked about. But I just think that it's important to know that these media rich intellectual types are godless people. They're perverts, mostly, again, not verified, just assuming.
Guilty by association.
And we need to be grounded in God's word and prayed up so that we hear things like the COVID vaccine, Epstein, and we get a little nervous about it. You can feel good that you are coming at it from a biblical point of view and not just like a anxious or
it's okay to
nervous
question.
Point of view. Or feel foolish. You know, we should be proud to be considered foolish in the world's eyes. Like, you know, you're, oh, did you hear what went on in the news? You should be like, no, of course I didn't. I don't listen to those worthless losers.
And they're not giving you facts anyway. They're only saying things because they want to sway your opinion or your view. That's all it's about. It isn't about informing you of anything that's true. They just want to sway you. They're just trying to control you.
Yeah, it's propaganda 24 hours a day, and we need to be aware of it, and we need to stop engaging in it because, you know, how much time and energy and anger and friendships are, like, ruined and spent on
over
lies
things
that we believe from the media.
You wouldn't even argue about. These issues wouldn't even exist, you know?
Yeah, so we got to wrap this episode up, but we just wanted to leave this as a reminder that the news media stinks, stop listening to them. And Epstein likely didn't kill himself. And Bill Gates is a pervert. So do you have any last words on this episode?
I was just thinking, like, how we ask God to, like, for guidance and in wisdom and, you know, and then we go back to the media, that which causes the confusion. It's like you're doing two different things.
Yeah,
you can't say, God, help me.
Is this vaccine healthy and should I take it?
Well,
and you could wait for his word and you just turn on, you're like, well, Bill Gates said it.
Yeah, you're asking God first, but then you're like, well, I'm going to listen to what the media is saying. Just, it's just weird how we do both.
And we know you guys know it, but we just want to remind you because we need constant reminder because the world is constantly going to try to influence us and steer us away from the truth of God and what we know. So this is just a reminder. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please jump on Facebook, let us know what you think about Satan and his involvement in this world. We definitely want to hear that. Anywho,
Let's not be ignorant of all the ways he works.
That's That's right. We love you guys. God bless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.